The federal government is touting a new $500 million investment in hydrogen and carbon capture hubs with the promise that they'll create jobs and drive down emissions. Economists say it's a welcome small step away from fossil fuels, but they question the government's focus on carbon capture technology, saying that using it to support fossil fuels is not economically viable. The announcement comes just days before US President Joe Biden's International Climate Summit, as Australia, a consistent laggard in emissions reduction, comes under pressure to do a lot more to curb dangerous global heating. Here's political reporter Cameron Gooley.
He won't commit to a time frame, but the Prime Minister says he wants Australia to move towards a net zero emissions future. How? According to Scott Morrison, hydrogen and carbon capture technology will play a big role.
I want Australia and hydrogen technology to be synonymous around the world.
The government will put nearly $540 million towards 4 hydrogen hubs and 4 carbon capture and storage hubs across regional Australia. The process of carbon capturing involves catching the CO2 emissions that are created by fossil fuels and storing them underground.
And so Australia has to pioneer both of these technologies and be right out there in front. That's how you get there. That's how we achieve what we're all trying to achieve. A lower emissions future, sure, but not at the price of taxing our heavy industries off the planet.
But how clean is hydrogen? And how effective is carbon capture technology? Economist Frank Yotso is from the ANU's Centre for Climate and Energy Policy.
We can make hydrogen using electricity, including renewable electricity, and that is then green hydrogen, zero emissions. Or we can make hydrogen from gas or coal. If we don't have carbon capture and storage on that, it'll be very highly polluting. If we put carbon capture and storage in that production chain, then the emissions will be reduced, but they will not be zero.
Professor Yotso is worried the $500 million plan is half-baked. He says most Australian analysis assumes we'd be able to use carbon capture technology to store about 90% of emissions, but in practice, most methods have far lower success rates. He says it isn't very cost-effective either.
Renewable energy has simply overtaken it in cost terms. Carbon capture and storage is always an additional cost on top of the underlying fossil fuel-based system.
And as other countries transition towards greener economies, he says Australia may struggle to find export markets for hydrogen that isn't completely green.
That may have some attraction in the short term, including because it retains jobs and economic activities in those industries. We risk being left behind because it is not clear that major importers such as Germany or Japan in the future will be accepting hydrogen made on the basis of fossil fuels.
The government's proposal could see both a carbon capture and hydrogen hub built in Australia's northernmost capital, Darwin. Shah Malloy is from the Environment Centre, NT.
We're already experiencing increasing temperatures and increasing impacts from whether it's low wet seasons.
She's urging the government to ensure any hydrogen created in Darwin is green.
We would reject any hydrogen that's actually using gas as the source that's then creating that as hydrogen. That's not going to move us towards a net zero emissions target as soon as we can.
As the debate over emissions rages, one of the country's largest energy companies has announced its plans to transition towards low and zero emissions technologies. Queensland government-owned Stanwell Corporation wants to play a key role in the green hydrogen industry as it closes its coal-fired power plants. It says it will work with employees and unions to ensure workers can be retrained, redeployed, or retire if they choose. As other countries move towards a renewable future, Professor Yotso says the government needs to catch up.
Australia's existing 2030 emissions target is very unambitious. It always was unambitious, and the expectation always was that it would be strengthened. We now see the United States very likely taking on an extremely ambitious 2030 emissions target, and that will really show Australia's target up as very weak, and there will be enormous pressure to do better.
Climate economist Frank Yotso from the ANU. Cameron Gooley with that report.